Now, another Astros podcast.
Sick, following Asher Tolliver, doing a great job in long relief. Four innings, a run, two hits, two walks, and five strikeouts in his Astros debut. Really saving the bullpen on a day that Joe Musgrove wasn't able to make it out of the fourth. And a day before, Brad Peacock gets a spot start. 0-1. Swing and a miss at a good slider. Nothing in two to Kipnis. Sip. A 45th round draft pick of the Cleveland Indians in 2004. You don't see too many 45th round picks make it to the big leagues, but that's what Sip did. Made his big league debut with the Indians in 2009. Was there through 2012. The 0-2 hit back to the screen.
Yeah, it's pretty remarkable the odds that he was able to beat to get to the big leagues, and not only get there, but to stay for quite a while.
Two-way player at Clemson. A left-handed pitcher as well as the leadoff hitting center fielder for the Clemson Tigers. Played 1 year there after 2 years at Mississippi Gulf Coast Community College. Here's the 0-2. Swing and a miss. Got him on the slider. And that is the first strikeout for Tony Sipp. 10 strikeouts now for Astros pitchers.
Sipp was originally with his Cleveland Indians organization, former teammate of Kipnis, so has a little bragging rights there.
Welcome back to Ash Launch. This is Steve Sparks, and my guest today is left-handed reliever Tony Sipp, who's been on quite a roll, especially last four or five games, scoreless in those outings, Tony, and been stretched out a little bit, too. Do you think that helped you?
Just repetition, getting out there without a whole lot of time passing, that helps a lot, you know, and I think the getting extended, you know, that helps with the ERA. I think just getting out there day after day, the more we out there, you know, the more we can work on release point and more just, you know, working on mechanics, because a lot of times if you don't get out there, you know, in a week or so, you know, you can throw bullpens, but, you know, it's like I said, it's nothing like the real thing. So when you get out there, and you know, you can definitely feel when, you know, your release point's off, but it just takes repetition. And you know, and did a lot of bullpens in between my stretches when I wasn't pitching, and you know, just tried to figure out and fine tune some things, and you know, just luckily everything worked. And when I really needed it, and you know, because we all have different roles on the team. And, you know, mine was, you know, right now, fill in the gaps, save some arms with our horses that we have. You know, right. we have at least four or five guys that, you know, pitch in the winning games. Mm-hmm. And, you know, when the game gets, you know, get a little safety net, we like to give those guys a rest. And, right. You know, and that's when I've been throwing. And, just, you know, trying to be one of the horses too, but, you know, everyone has their roles, and, you know, it was, thankfully, you know, everything worked out into where we all working on the same cylinder. Everyone's throwing well, and I think the toughest part now would be, you know, who pitches in those losing games, because, you know, I think we all have the capability of, you know, going out there in the close games.
In the best case scenario, Tony, it would be you to go out there and knock down some of those lefties when there's pockets of two or three in a row, yeah, in games like you were doing a couple years ago. Mm-hmm. But, you know, everybody goes through a little tough stretch from time to time where you pitch in less leverage, get in there, and you feel like you're ready to take on that responsibility again.
Yeah, I mean, I've always felt that way. Mm-hmm. It's just didn't get the results, didn't have things go my way. But, you know, when I'm out there working, throwing bullpens and, you know, throwing every day, trying to fine tune everything that I have, is not to go out there and to blow out games.
Right.
You know, it's you know, I see myself as a big inning guy, and whatever inning, I don't care. But I've always seen myself that way, and that's why I work hard to you know, try to get back. You know, and reality is here lately, like, I wasn't in that position, and I get it. I definitely get it, but, you know, that's why I work harder, because I do see myself, you know, helping the team out. But whatever they need me to do now, perfectly fine with how things are now. I'm just happy that things are finally starting to go my way again.
I want to ask you a question. You played a few years in Cleveland where there was a lot of inclement weather. Mm-hmm. Playing here as a pitcher, how good does it feel when you're at home that you know you're going to play a game that day? It's a big difference, isn't it?
Oh, yeah. I mean, even if the weather is raining outside right now,
yeah,
and you know you're going to get the same game that you had today, tomorrow. And if it's really nice, you get to see the sky. But it's definitely refreshing. I think every ballpark should, you know, at least have a retractable roof. But, you know, it's, you know, obviously not my decision. But, playing in Cleveland, it's, you know, I start out the season wearing three or four pair of socks and, you know, just trying to adjust to the climate. Playing here is definitely, it wouldn't be like you're on vacation, but, you know, it's definitely that luxury that we didn't have coming up in Cleveland. But, yeah, being here, being in the South where I grew up, you know, I'm from Mississippi, so, you know, just a lot of people don't like the humidity, but just even, you know, when we're outside, it feels a lot like home. So, you know, it's like I'm pitching in my backyard. So it's happy that I've been here for a long time, and, you know, hopefully it stays that way, because, like I said, you have the luxury of playing in the same climate every day.
There you go. That's Tony Sipp. Tony, thanks a lot for joining us. You guys got a chance to win game number 30 already in the first 45 games tonight. Good luck.
All right. Thanks a lot. Thanks for having me.
Robert Ford, Steve Sparks on your radio, the Houston Astros Radio Network.
Welcome back, Robert Ford. Joined by Astros manager A.J. Hinch before the Astros open up a series with Detroit. Just got swept for the first time this year by Cleveland, losing yesterday. And, you know, yesterday's game got out of hand early, but you were able to make a game of it. And, I mean, we've seen this team find ways to come back and fight and claw to get in the games and sometimes come back and win from large deficits. And I thought Marwin Gonzalez coming up, final out for the Astros, 13 pitches hitting a home run to keep the Astros in that game, kind of the epitome of what we've seen all year.
Yeah, I mean, it's not unusual for us to fight to the finish. You know, I think the way the game played out, I hope that the last inning kind of springboards us towards this series. You know, we really got it handed to us in the Indian series. They did a good job in all facets and came away with the three wins. So it's going to happen over the course of a long season. You try not to overreact. But they were tough for us to match up with. We couldn't control damage early. And then their bullpen's virtually impossible to come back on to the extent of winning games. So bad combination for us, bad weekend for us. But in baseball, always, you got to get to the next series, get to the next day.
And it started in Miami. We saw Joe Musgrove have some traffic, but work through it for the most part. Did give up the one run, but that was it over six innings. In the game yesterday against Cleveland, had quite a bit of traffic, but unfortunately this time around wasn't able to work through it and wound up not getting out of the fourth.
Yeah, I think the third inning in which he walked two guys with nobody on, two outs, two walks, and then the Gomes home run, you know, really, really put us in a tough bind and put himself in jeopardy of not lasting very long. It comes down to execution, which we can say that about every pitcher, but with Joe in specific, he seems to hover in the middle of the plate, hittable pitches or way outside the strike zone that hitters are recognizing as balls out of the hand. So tough way to live for him. I know he had a tough game coming off of back-to-back decent outings, but certainly his day yesterday was one to forget.
Tony Sipp, we've seen him last couple of outings in Miami on the last road trip and also yesterday. Pitch a lot better than what we've seen, even dating back to last year, maybe hopefully turning the corner a little bit.
Yeah, I mean, I've been happy with how he's thrown the ball and being able to get multiple innings over the course of a short period of time. Maybe that helps him get his rhythm, get his timing, and come back to producing a little bit. It starts with his fastball. I think his slider has improved a little bit. He's gone away from his split finger, which has been a nemesis for him. But the comfort of coming into the game, getting some outs, repeating that over the course of the last four or five innings for him, hopefully that leads us to better outcomes.
Asher Tolliver in his Astros debut wound up giving you four innings after Joe Musgrove went short, really saved the bullpen, but now has to go down to get a fresh arm. And Jordan Jankowski coming up, making his, when he pitches, it'll be his big league debut, but the first time he's been in the big league, so obviously exciting for him.
Yeah, very exciting. You know, major league debuts are special for everybody. The organization that's developed him over time, he's endured a lot of innings in the minor leagues. He's done his job. He's kept his head down. He's been passed over a number of times as a relief pitcher. He's finally getting his crack and his first taste of major league action when he pitches. So great story for him to hang in there during a long minor league career where he's sort of hovered at AAA and not gotten an opportunity. He's been in big league camp with us. We're very familiar with him. He's got a really good breaking ball and will have the most adrenaline of his life when he gets in there.
A.J. Hinch, thanks for joining us.
Got it.
This has been a production.
And whoever in this crowd wasn't standing before, well, they're getting to their feet now.
Of the Houston Astros.
This place is rocking right now.
Radio Network.